This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, September 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Kern Subbasin escapes probation. Water bill goes to Newsom. Avocado growers blast Trump administration. And Bessent on tariffs and refunds. Kern Subbasin escapes Sigma probation. State Water Board staff on Friday recommended the Kern County Subbasin return to the jurisdiction of the Department of Water Resources. Their report cited significant process in revising the groundwater sustainability plans. The recommendation will go before the full board at its September 17 hearing on whether to designate the subbasin as a probationary under Sigma. Board staff concluded that the subbasin's 20 groundwater sustainability agencies addressed major deficiencies identified by earlier reviews and are now on track to meet sustainability goals by 2040. The return to DWR oversight would spare landowners the cost of mandates that come with probationary status, such as pumping fees and well registration. The board has postponed a decision in February to allow more time for the GSAs to revise their plans. Water bill goes to Newsom. The legislature has passed SB 72 that would require the 2033 update of the California Water Plan. It would set targets for 2050, covering the needs for cities, agriculture, the environment, and drinking water. During that process, the Department of Water Resources would work toward an interim target of adding 9 million acre feet by 2040. Backed by a broad coalition of farm groups, the water agencies, and business coalitions, SB 72 aims to codify Governor Gavin Newsom's water supply strategy into law. The bill gained opposition from environmental and sport fishing interests. Avocado Commission demands USDA recommit to Mexico oversight. The California Avocado Commission is pressing USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service to immediately reinstate inspectors in Mexican avocado groves, warning that weakened oversight could expose U.S. orchards to pest and disease. In a letter last week, Commission President Ken Melvin criticized USDA for excluding California growers from its upcoming avocado program meeting in Mexico while inviting local industry representatives with, quote, everything to gain from expanded trade access. Melvin argued that sidelining domestic producers undermines the integrity of U.S. border protections and violates the principle that America first must protect U.S. agriculture. Mexican growers who benefit from access to the lucrative U.S. market must bear responsibility for maintaining the strictest phytosanitary standards, he added. Without full U.S. enforcement and transparent stakeholder participation, Melvin cautioned the avocado industry risks destabilization and heightened threats to California's $400 million crop. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Bessent defends tariffs but says refunds possible. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the administration is staying the course with its use of tariffs. But he told NBC's Meet the Press yesterday that the administration would refund tariffs if the Supreme Court rules President Donald Trump lacked the legal authority to implement them. Bessent also brushed off concerns that John Deere is struggling with tariffs. He said, for every John Deere, we have companies who are telling us the tariffs have helped our business. Now, a panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit ruled last month that President Trump improperly used the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to impose retaliatory tariffs on U.S. trading partners. Asked if the tariffs could be refunded should the ruling be upheld, Bessent said, if the court says it, we'll have to do it. Pork producers in D.C. to pitch Prop 12 fix. Members of the National Pork Producers Council are in town for their legislative action conference this week. They'll be using the visit to lobby for legislation to roll back Prop 12 requirements in sow housing. On Wednesday, they'll be setting up a Fix Prop 12 food truck on Capitol Hill. Here's the menu. The Farm Bill Roll-Up. It's a pancake-wrapped sausage with a syrup dipper. There is the McFix Prop 12 Muffin. That's ham and egg English muffin. There is the Supply Chain Sunrise Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit. And, of course, Morning Fuel. That's coffee and juice. So what's next? Well, House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson wants to include a Prop 12 provision in the Skinny Farm Bill his committee hopes to move this fall. NFU members talking Farm Bill, antitrust concerns. The National Farmers Union members are flying to D.C. this week to urge lawmakers to finish up the Farm Bill and provide, quote, immediate assistance for farmers facing financial uncertainty, the group said. Family agriculture is reaching a breaking point, and farmers, ranchers, and consumers need policymakers to act now, the group says. NFU members plan to meet with top officials at USDA and the Justice Department, quote, to share the current real-world challenges they face on their farms, NFU says. EPA launching food waste initiative. EPA has launched a new initiative meant to reduce food waste by connecting donors to hungry households. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin announced the new program in a visit Friday to Scott Air Force Base in Illinois, where representatives from Fry Farms trucked in leftover produce to give to military families. The initiative is meant to help reduce food waste, according to a press release. An EPA report from earlier this year estimated consumers lose $728 annually to food waste. Canada lifts some tariffs on U.S. goods. Canada has lifted 25% tariffs that it had placed on several products in March, with the exception of those on steel, aluminum, and automobiles. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney had announced his intent to remove the retaliatory tariffs in late August, noting that the U.S. had agreed to not subject goods compliant with the Canadian-U.S.-Mexican agreement to Trump's International Emergency Economic Powers Act tariffs. Here's today's final word. President Trump was elected for change, and we are going to push through with the economic policies that are going to set the economy right. That Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on Meet the Press yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, September 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.